Such a person cannot eat kachim at least 60 days go by. We'll soon see. Even though a nazir is allowed to eat kachim, but as a yitumma, or as a mitzaras, until you become tor from yitumma and yitzaras, you can't eat kachim. So therefore you have to wait 60 days until you can eat kachim. But when do you finish your naziris? Such a person, when can he finish his naziris? He's going to have to wait li'achar me'yav yesrim yoyim. He's going to have to wait 120 days. It's going to take him now 120 days until he finishes his issa naziris. We'll soon see why. Now, v'tani Allah, we learned on this, v'ameh devorim amurim, when was this said, v'naziris mu'etes, when he's makab upon himself to be a nazir for 30 days, a regular naziris. Ava b'naziris v'ashona, let's say the person was makab upon himself to be a nazir for a full year, then Allah was like this, oichel b'kodishim li'achash v'ashonim. In such a case where the nazir became a suffix tomei and a suffix mitzaras, so he could first eat kachim after 2 years. When does such a person finish off his hilchos naziris that he's able to drink wine or that he could touch mesim? That's li'achar arba shonim. After 4 years, that's what it says over here. We'll soon see the cheshbon. This person is going to have to wait 4 years, then he first finishes his naziris. Now the kasher is, if you tell me you hold like you, Rav Chisda, that the days of Mitzaras are included in your Naziris, if so, that you say that even though a Nazir becomes Tomei with a Mitzaras, the days that he's Tomei is included for his Naziris, if so, he should only have to wait just 3 years and 30 days, and not 4 years, like it says it over here. This is one kash on Rav Chisda. Now let's see Tais. Tais explains what this case is. Tais says like this. Oichel, the third Tais is on a base here. Oichel v'kodishim li'yach ha'shishim yoyim. Tais over here. The third Tais. Oichel v'kodishim li'yach ha'shishim yoyim. This person could first eat kachim 60 days later. Mishum de Sufik Mitzaru. It's a Sufik, maybe he has Tumas Mitzaras on him. V'yosalechel the Kutchim, Achi Tormi Sufik Tzaratai. You're not letting Kutchim until you become Tor from your Tumas Mitzaras. V'yovi Kabonis Mitzara. And you also have to bring your Kabonis. To the Mechusiki Purim, Mosalechel the Kutchim. Because Kozaman, you don't bring your Kabonis. That's called the Mechusiki Purim. You're missing your Kabonis. And that's the Loch of Mechusiki Purim is not Satit Kutchim. So you can't eat kachim until he finishes bringing his kabonis l'shem mitzaras. Avol mishum naziris tamei, the fact that he was a nazir tamei, just because of that alone, the fact that he was a nazir tamei, avol mishum naziris tamei, lo mitzvah l'kachim, he doesn't become masati kachim. I forgot the tzorch nam alavi korbin, though he has to bring a korbin, mishum dien tumi yetzalam egufay, lo mikri mechusik kapura kenarminan, haperak avol mechusik kapura. It's only if you became tummy from something that came out of your body. Then we say, Kozman, you don't bring your kabonis, you still can't eat kachim. Like a yoledes, or a zav, or a mitzayra. But here, a tumma that knows to touch the mace, for that you can eat kachim even before you bring your kabonis. Now, Keita. Now, nazir, over here, this case. What was the case now? Nazir, nazir, shleshim yoyim. Let's say the person was makabel to be a nazir for 30 days. Over Yom Rishon, the first day, Iroloi Sufik Tumma. It happened to him now that he became in contact as Sufik if he touched a mace or not. The Sufik Tumma Tzaras. He also has a Sufik whether he had a Tumma or not on him. The Sufik in Porchavoy Tzaras Mamish in Bayaku. We had a doubt whether the speck on him was a Tumas Mitzaras or not. So the first day this nazir became a nazir, he has a suffix if he touched a mace or not, and there's a suffix if he has tumas naziris. Fahashnu miyod around the Tumatay says, Bosad nisrap legarmi. When he finishes getting cured from his mitzaras, is mazir, we sprinkle on him the mechatis, v'shoyne v'toyvel. And they do it a second time, he goes to the mikvah. V'nitur misafir tumas mace. And he gets finished now with both when the tumas mitzaras goes away and the tumas mace goes away. I feel as though Shiva, if at the end of 7 days, Bolo legaleya kedinoza tamei. Now he wants to take a haircut because we have a doubt. Maybe he touched an ace, so that's a nozia tamei. The lacha is if he was tamei, so when he becomes tor after 7 days later, he has to take a haircut. Oy kedin mitzorish in israp, or else he became tor from his mitzoras. That also he has to take a haircut. So what can this nozia do now? Can he take his haircut or not? So Imrim Lo, we tell him like this. You can't take no haircuts now, nothing doing. Because it's only a suffix if you became Tomei. Maybe you didn't become Tomei. Maybe you're another Tor. Another Tor can't take a haircut. So therefore you can't do anything to your hair, for 30 days. Because maybe you're another Tor. So the first 30 days you can't do anything. Because I'm a Nozir Tor Gomer Ato. So it's mass for Nozir Tor and a Galeach Tashloshim. And maybe not Tumas Mitzaras either. So the first thing is we have to wait for 30 days to go by. Now, Kishanigma Naziris, when he finishes his Naziris, then we give him a haircut. So maybe what does he do? He has to bring like this. The first day he takes the haircut, so after 30 days he brings Tzipora Mitzaira, Shchuta, because the Suffolk maybe he had Tumas Mitzaira, so he has to bring the birds that a Mitzaira brings, Umashalachas, the Chatas Oif Abol a Suffolk, he brings the Chatas of an Oif, that an Oif could become on a Suffolk, Mishim Suffolk Nazar Tomei, because maybe was a Nazar Tomei, so he brings the Kabonis of a Mitzaira, and he also brings the Kabonis of a Nazar Tomei. The Yolas Behema, he also brings one Ola from a Behema. Mishum Safik Nazitor, because maybe he wasn't Tommy at all. Maybe he's only Nazitor, that he has to bring his Kabonis. So the Ola can be brought for a Tanai, if he wasn't the Nazir Tor, it's an Adava. Even though a Nazitor can't take care because he has to bring his Kabonis, or the Gilach Halachot Nyan Yotza. But if he bring as long as he brought at least one carbon, then he could take his haircut. So this Naza now, after 30 days, now he brings these three types of kabonis. He brings the birds, al smetzoira, he brings the chatis oif, al sa nozitomei, and he brings the carbon oila, al sa nozitor. So the tzatis said that he wasn't nozitor, he brought his carbon oila. Once you bring at least one carbon, then you're allowed to take a haircut. So there's no aveir at all now for him to take a haircut. Because even if he was Torah the whole time, he at least brought one carbon though. He brought this carbon oila. Since they brought this carbon oila, he could take a haircut. Now this carbon oila that they bring, it's not for sure a good carbon, because maybe he's a nazir tamei. And then he can't bring the oila. So the oila we bring with a tanai, umasna layim. It's a tanai that on the tzad he's only a nazir tamei, he has to, this is only in the dava. It's not what he had to bring. Now, the Adayin also lecha b'kotchim, even after these 30 days, they still can't eat kotchim. The Shema Mukhlatoya, for Toyin Oitik Alacha Shniya, because maybe he was a Mitzorah Mukhlat, that the lacha of a Mitzorah Mukhlat means that when the Naziris goes away, you have to take one haircut. Then you have to wait 7 days to become Torah again, and then you have to take another haircut. So that's, and then you first bring your Kabonis. You have to bring another set of Kabonis. So therefore, the tzatzis said that you're a mitzayra, you can't eat kutchim yet. Because true, you took care of your first haircut, but you still have to wait another 7 days and take another haircut. So therefore, what can this person do? He can't just take a haircut now 7 days later, because maybe he wasn't a mitzayra, maybe he was only a nazir tamei. If he was only a nazir tamei, so when he finished his first haircut, now he's starting the zirus tatira. So for the next 30 days again, he can't take a haircut. Because maybe he wasn't a Mitzayra, he was only a Nazir Tamei, and now he's Tor, so he has to wait 30 days. So the kids say he has to wait another 30 days until he can take a second haircut. 60 days after a second haircut, then for sure he's Tor, Al Tilchus Mitzaras. So then he takes a second haircut for the Mitzaras, and then he brings his Kabonis for the Mitzaras. So for sure this person is Tor. That's why after 60 days he can eat kutchim. But when does his Naziris go off? It didn't go off yet. Because we have to be afraid, maybe really he was Tomei, or Nazir Tomei, and he was Tumas Mitzaras. Maybe this person had both Tumas on him. If he had both Tumas on him, so true, his Tumas Mitzaras went away. And true, he was Tomei, then he became Tor.
And the lacher is he has to take a haircut for his tumah, or for the zeros of tumah. For the zeros of tumah, he has to take a haircut. The second haircut doesn't help. Because it could be these first two haircuts were only l'shein mitzaras. And the haircut you take l'shein mitzaras doesn't help you for the tumah nazirus. So you have to wait another 30 days till you take, till you can take a third haircut. L'shein tumas mitzaras, l'shem tumas nazir. And then you have to wait another 30 days until you finish, because after that haircut, you have to wait and then first start counting in the nazirus taira another 30 days. That's why it says the braisa that you first finish in the nazirus after 120 days, in such a case like this. But a kofan and kachim you can eat after 60 days. That's if you're only mekabel to be a nazir for 30 days. But what's going to be if you're mekabel to be a nazir for a year? It says you're mekabel to be a nazir for a year, then it says you have to wait 4 years, the same cheshbon. Because you can't take a haircut till after a year. So again, this nazir now, the first day became a nazir, it's a suffix if you touch the mace. Suffolk if it became a mitzvah or not. So he can't take a haircut right now because maybe he's Torah knows he can't take a haircut. So he has to wait for 1 year to go by till he can take one haircut. Then he has to wait for the second year to go by till he takes the second haircut. Then he needs a third year to take the third haircut because the first two haircuts were only for Tumas Mitzaras. Then he needs his third haircut as Tumas Nazir. And then the fourth year he becomes Torah. He finishes in his Naziris. So that's what the Braisa says. That if he was a nazir for a year, then he has to wait 4 years. But the kashrut is according to Reb Chisda. Even if you want to say that he had tumas mitzaras, but according to Reb Chisda, the days that he had tumas mitzaras is only the cheshbon. So according to Reb Chisda, he shouldn't have to wait 4 years. It should be enough to wait 3 years and 30 days. So this is one kash on Reb Chisda. The Torah says there's a second Torah from the Nevov. According to Rav Chisda, the days that a nazir is a tamei mitzaras, it helps. It's included in his naziris. So you should only have to wait just 3 years and 30 days. Claimer, after shegilach shniya, if you took your second haircut, letzaratoi lekeich teishonim, you have to wait 2 years to take your first two haircuts. But then you galaya shlishis l'soyf shlishim. Take a third haircut after 30 days later, Monashach. Im nozit torhu kach dino, he's finished already. Shrei Olullah, you made Tzerata l'shon l'shon l'zirus. The Rav Chisda. But according to Rav Chisda, even if you were a Mitzorah, but the days of Mitzorah helps for you in l'zirus. V'nitzorach lamtim rak shleshim yoyin, you only have to wait another 30 days to take a haircut to l'shon l'zirus. The Sintas says here, you have to wait 4 years, that's mashma, that the days that a nozir is a Mitzorah, those days are not included in your Yemei Naziris. For the days of Naziris, when you're at Mitzorah, it's not Oila. It's not Soysa, but it's not Oila either. This is one kasha of Chizda. For the Gemara of Yod, another kasha was like this. V'yod Moser Ravashi. Ravashi has the second kasha like this. It says in the Sifri, in the Parag Nosom, Ein liyeli Yemei Tuma, Shein Oila Lomin Aminyin. I only know when a Nozer is Tomei, that those days are not included for his naziris. I tell you, so this siv, it says in the pasuk, "Vayomar rishonim yiplu," that the days that you are tamei fall away. So I only know the days that you are, if your mamish touched the mace, that the days don't help. Yemei chalutim minayim. How do I know the days? The chaluta means that you were pronounced to be a vaday mitzayra. You're a nazir, and in the middle of you being a nazir, you became a mitzayra. How do I know those days that you're a nazir, that you're a mitzvah, yemei chaluta minayin? How do I know those days do not help for you? In other words, not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the days that you're a nazir, that you're a mitzvah helps. Here it says clearly in the Sifri, not like that. And how do I know the days that when you have tumas mitzvah on you, they do not help for you in the zirus? Now the dinu, really it's a svara, a noden svara. Why? Yemei tuma migaleach. Just like when a nazir becomes tummy to a mace. After he becomes tor, he has to take a haircut, or maybe korban, he also has to take a haircut for his tumor of the naziris. Now, if you may chalutai, the same thing, when a nazir, if you're a mitzora, the same halacha. Megaleich, when you finish your mitzora, you have to take a haircut, even two haircuts you have to take. Or maybe korban, you also have to bring a korban. So for sure I would say, who are them when a nazir is a mitzora, that those days do not include for his naziris, not like Rav Chisda. Now, maybe no. Ma yimei tumasoi ein olalem in aminyin. This is the lima then. If so, ma yimei tumasoi, just like the days that you are tummy. Ein olalem in aminyin, it does not help for your naziris. As af yimei chamuta ein olalem in aminyin. Who are then this, those days that a nazir has tumas mitzor on him, those days are not included in the count. You can't use those days. So Gemara says, but maybe no now. Lo yimamati be made tumas ashekein mavato ben esakoidmin. Maybe you made tumah. You know why the days that you touch the mace, that you have tumas mace, are not included in the zirus? Push it. Because tum is so strong, it saisiras a rishonim. It throws away the first days. Like even if you count to 20 days already, and now you touch the mace, when you finish, you have to start over again. It throws away the first days. So since it's mavatol etzor kadmonim, the first days, that's why the days that you have tumor on you, it does not for you nazirus. But tiyom of yomei chalutoi, mashenken, if a nazir did not touch your mace, just that a nazir became a mitzaras, shein mavatol bemesakoidmin, then we know those days do not throw away the first days you counted. Like in a case where you have to be a nazir for 60 days, and you count the first 20 days, and then you have tumas mitzaras for another 10 days, so we say the first 20 days are still counted for you. You don't throw them away. So if so, maybe the days of Yemei Chaluta when you're Mitzorah, like Rav Chisda, maybe they could help you in the Zirus, maybe. So Mar says, no. Omar to Kal V'Chayma. I'll tell you what Kal V'Chayma. Omar Nozir Bekever. Madach a person that was Makabal to be a Nozir when he was in the Beis HaKvarois. Shesar Roy Roy L'Tekalachas. Right now, when you're in the Beis HaKvaris, you have a hair full of head. You have a head full of hair. That's right to take a haircut. Still, we say Naziris and Olin Loi, like we had before, Kol Zaman, you're in the Beis HaKvaris. You can't start counting the days of your Naziris. You have to wait till you go outside. And Olin Loi Min Aminyin, if so, Yimei Chalutai, the days that you have Tumas Mitzaras on you, Shein Sarah Rolo Tikalachas Naziris. That the hair you have on your head now is not fit to have a haircut taken l'shem naziris, because the halacha is you're going to have to cut off that hair l'shem mitzaras. When you finish your tumas mitzaras, you have to take a haircut. So if so, the hair you have on your head now is not going to help for naziris. Is like kol shchein, isn't it for sure then that the days that you have tumas mitzaras on you should not help for your naziris? Not like Rav Chisda. Right. So this is one limud, not like Rav Chisda. Now it goes on, vayter to free. V'yen liyeli yimei chalutai. These are only the days when the Kohen pronounced you to be a vade mitzorah. That's the way mitzorah goes. That first is yimei hesker. We lock you up to see if it's a vadei mitzorah or not. Then the Kohen sees it the second time and he says, yes, you're a vade mitzorah. That's called yimei chalutai. They paskin for sure you're a mitzorah. Then when it starts to come tor, that's called yimei sipurai. After, when it goes away, then you have to wait, we said take one haircut now, then you have to wait another 7 days. So how do I know the last 7 days? So, Eimli Yeli Yimei Chalutai, Yimei Sipurim Minayin, how do I know even those days are not included in the Naziris? If you didn't know, really, it's a Svar, I'll tell you like this.